As usual, I'll need somebody to read that passage for me. If somebody would like to come up and do that, I'd be grateful.
O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. So death is defeated. Amen?
Amen.
I get very emotional about this time of the year. Next Sunday, it's precisely 10 years to the day since my own wife died. I could be in a bit of a mess next week. You'll forgive me if I am. I look back on those days. She was taken into hospital on Easter Monday. And she'd had cancer on and off for 8 years. And so I just expected for them to treat her. She'd had radiotherapy, she'd had chemotherapy. Give us a bit longer together. That was my hope, my expectation. But I was taken to one side by the doctor in charge and said, your wife's brain is full of cancer. She won't last a week. You know, make the best time you can. Visiting for you is unrestricted, but she's only got a matter of hours to live. And they told her that too. And this was Easter week. My son and his whole family were holidaying in the Outer Hebrides on the Isle of Harris, if you know your Scotland. And you don't get back from the Isle of Harris for any emergency at all unless you're prepared to pay tens of thousands of pounds to hire a helicopter. And Nancy knew this. She knew that she had to live for that whole week, from Easter Monday at least until the following Monday. And through prayer and astonishing reliance on God, she managed it. The staff were amazed. They said she should be dead. You know, they were taking all the measurements. This can't be happening. So anyway, she lasted the whole of that week. And the following week, my son visited. On his own at first, he wanted to see if she looked dreadful. His own children were only little ones. He didn't want to bring them to see their granny if she was in a dreadful state. But in fact, Nancy looked fine. And so later on, he brought his wife and his two little ones. And then my daughter, her husband, Martin, and Rachel came to see her. And for the second week, she received all these visits. And she'd obviously made up her mind through prayer this was going to happen, because once she'd seen them all, she declined very quickly. For the last 2 days of her life, she was in a coma. I took her hand and squeezed it. Sometimes you get a squeeze back, sometimes you wouldn't. And finally, she went to be with the Lord. Now, all this is personal to me. It's perhaps a sad story, difficult for my friends to hear. I lost the most important person in my life that day. But death is defeated, and I have every confidence in the world, that I will see her again. One day, when I go to see the Lord face to face, there I will see her. What a pleasure and what a joy that will be for me. But how, we ask ourselves, is death defeated? And of course the answer is through Jesus' death on the cross. When he died on the cross, finally, there were some amazing events happened at that time. If you want to put my slide up. Remember last week we spoke of the fact that this most holy place in the temple pictured heaven itself, the place in the temple where God was believed by faith to dwell. And this pictured heaven itself. And Jesus ascended into heaven in death, there to present the blood of his sacrifice to his Father. And so as he finally died on the cross, the curtain that separated this most holy place from the holy place, here the priests could minister. The priests on duty could minister. But here, Only once a year the high priest entered on the Day of Atonement with the blood of an animal victim. Jesus entered into heaven itself with his own blood, there to defeat death for us. And so when he finally died on the cross, we read in Matthew that this curtain that separated the holy place from everybody except the Most High Priest, and him only once a year, was torn, ripped apart by a mighty earthquake from top to bottom, so that heaven was exposed to all. And heaven became open to all. Through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, heaven is open to us. Death is truly defeated. That which originally was meant to be a punishment for the failure of the first human couple to obey the Lord, and has remained ever since as a punishment for our sinful natures, is finally defeated. There's a lovely passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. We all know the scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But it actually refers back to a time in the book of Numbers when the generation that were too cowardly to trust God and enter the promised land flowing with milk and honey were forced to wander 40 years in the wilderness. And there, the only food available for them was the manna that God provided for them to eat. And they were so ungrateful, they began to despise this manna and remember with a certain affection their time in Egypt. They remembered the foods that were available there. Whether as slaves they ever ate them, I don't know. But we read that they started to complain about the Lord's gracious provision to feed them in the wilderness. And so in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, we read what God did about this. They're complaining. He sent fiery serpents, poisonous snakes amongst the camp of Israel. Everyone who was bitten was liable to die. But he made provision that they would not die. Moses was told to fashion, to use the ancient language, a brazen serpent, a serpent made of bronze, raise it high above the camp where all could see it, so that when they were bitten by the fiery serpents, by the snakes, and they felt death stealing up upon them, they could look away. They could look away to this bronze serpent, and in looking away, they lived. By looking to Jesus, they lived. For them, the death of the poisonous bite was defeated. And you know, I love that story. It's one of my favourite stories in the Bible, because it makes the gospel as simple as it really is. Sometimes we can make the gospel sound more complicated, more difficult to understand, and that's a bad mistake. All we have to do when we become conscious of our sin, all we have to do is look to Jesus. Anyone can look on something that's visible. Look and live. I love that passage because Jesus explains after the wonderful scripture in John 3:16 that just as Moses raised up that brazen serpent over the camp to defeat death, so the Son of Man, like that, was going to be raised up from the earth, as we know he was, on that holy cross. And being raised up from the earth, all we have to do to come to Jesus and find salvation is look. Look now in your mind's eye and see. Do you see Jesus? Whenever I feel discouraged, wherever I feel down, and it happens, whenever circumstances seem for the moment too much for me. I look away to Jesus. And in my heart as I look, I know that by looking, I'm saved. I live. Jesus Christ has saved me from the curse of sin and death. Death remains, but Jesus Christ, by being lifted up on the cross, defeats death for all of us. And so death has completely lost its sting. Yeah, it hurts. I mean, I've lost her for the past 10 years, very nearly now. But I'm going to find her again in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm utterly confident of that and totally at peace with it. I don't know if any of you have lost anyone in your lives over the years. I do. Apologies for forgetting. If you've lost somebody who you love dearly, we're never quite prepared for that. But we know that in Jesus Christ, death is defeated. They are lost to us only temporarily. In the fullness of eternity, we shall see them again. We shall meet them again. And that is a message we can carry to everybody who mourns. There are those people known to us who are mourning. And without faith, of course, death is a terrible curse. The unbeliever thinks that when he's lost, or when she's lost a loved one, they are lost forever. We need to tell them that in Jesus Christ, death is defeated for those who are in Christ. It's a wonderful message to bring, a wonderful story to tell. And it's a story that nourishes my own faith and life. To God be the glory. Amen.